The executive of the Ulupan movement will be implementing several programs to improve the steel pan fraternity in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. President of the Ulupan movement, Mr. Rodney Small, said that in this term, they will be going to look very closely at training and certification for pan players, arrangers, and managers. He also outlined some other initiatives planned for the next 2 years.
And we're going to look very closely in this term. We're going to look at training and certification for a lot of our pan players or pan arrangers, pan managers, persons who manage the steel orchestra. So we're going to look closely at an intense program that deals with training. We want to foster some relationship with some regional steel pan bodies across the region, mainly Pan Trinbago, which is the governing body for pan in the world. So those are some of the things that we want to look at. We want to continue our events and bring the awareness of the instrument, not only in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, but throughout the region, and let persons know that we here in St. Vincent do have a good industry, a growing industry, a developing industry, and most importantly, we want to continue to build our membership in terms of launching new bands, bringing in new bands into the art form. One of the things that we have started working on in the former executive is we have put together a steering committee, an education steering committee, to see how we can put forward a proposal to the Ministry of Education and the Cabinet and Parliament by extension to see how we can get PAN on the timetable. We do have PAN in school, but we want to push to see how we can get steel PAN on the timetable and not just as an extracurricular activity, but as a subject, as a, something that you do in your music class as one of the primary instruments.
Mr. Small also said that they are looking forward to opening their office during this term.
And of course, we are hoping to open our office. The Ulupan movement for years with our founding members and some of the persons who were there from inception over the years have been trying to get a home for the Ulupan movement, meaning an office. We were successful in locating a venue for this office, and we're hopeful by before the year is out, we're going to move in and cut the ribbons for our office.
He also noted that the Ulupan movement has a scheduled card of activities for the rest of the year, including finishing off its in-the-street program in Georgetown and Beckway, as well as the annual Christmas events. Small said that they will, in 2024, focus heavily on women and youth in PAN.
So we're going to finish off in Georgetown and in Beckway before the month of November is finished, and then we're going to go into our Christmas activities where we collaborate with Nine Mornings Committee, where bands are going to be playing at the Nine Mornings celebration, and then of course our major Christmas event, which is Christmas on Steel. We're going to continue to collaborate with the Nine Nights Committee, which is going to be held on the 22nd of December. This is an event that a lot of families look forward to, and this year we have something special. I don't want to let the cat out the bag yet, because our promotions are going to start very, very soon. But going forward in 2024, we're going to pay a lot of focus on women in PAN. So we're going to have a lot of events that is geared towards women. We're going to see how we can ramp up things for our children, our youth, our junior players. In fact, we're going to make all our school bands member bands of the Ulupan movement. So that is something that we could look forward to. We want to do something for our elders, some of the icons who basically retired. We want to do something for them. And of course, generally just being more intent and more visible as an art form.
With today's special report, I'm Donnie Collins.